Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop shrinking and start showing up as the woman you've always been. And this note, this one is personal, because I want to talk to you about the version of you that shows up when life gets hard, when the relationship is draining you, when work feels off, when nothing feels in sync and you can't figure out why you keep reacting in ways that don't feel like you. That's not a character flaw. That's your nervous system. And today we're going to talk about two versions of you, the regulated woman and the reactive woman, and why knowing the difference might be the most important thing that you do for your confidence this season. Now, I want to start by saying something that I hope lands like a hug. You are not too emotional. You're not too sensitive. You are not dramatic. You are a woman whose nervous system has been running on high alert, and no one's probably taught you how to come back down. Here's the thing about your nervous system that nobody talks about in the confidence work. It doesn't care about your goals. It doesn't care about your vision board. It doesn't care that you know better. When your nervous system perceives a threat, real or imagined, it takes over. And suddenly, you're not the calm, collected, confident woman you're working so hard to be. You are in survival mode. Fight, flight, freeze. Maybe you've snapped at somebody you love and immediately felt shame about it. Maybe you've gone completely silent in a conversation when you actually had so much to say. Maybe you've over-explained, over-apologized, and over-functioned just to keep the peace. That's not weakness. That's a nervous system doing exactly what it was designed to do. Protect you. But here's where it gets complicated. When your nervous system is stuck in that protective mode, chronically, habitually, it starts running the show. And the reactive woman shows up. Not because she's broken, because she's running too long without regulation. I know her well because I've been her. There were seasons in my life, relationships, work situations, where I was so dysregulated, I didn't even recognize myself. I was responding to things that hadn't even happened yet. I was bracing for impact in conversations that were perfectly fine. I was reading into tones, silence, facial expressions, and writing entire stories in my head before anyone said a word. The reactive woman is not a bad woman. She is a tired woman. She is a woman who has been in environments or relationships that trained her nervous system to stay on guard. Maybe it was a relationship where you never knew which version of that person you were going to get. So you learned to scan, to monitor, to manage. Maybe it was a work environment where you felt unseen or undervalued, where you constantly had to prove yourself and nothing ever felt like it was enough. So you stopped trusting your instincts and you second-guessed everything. The reactive woman snaps and then spirals into guilt. She shuts down and then she feels disconnected from herself. She people-pleases her way throughout the day and then wonders why she feels so exhausted and resentful by evening. She mistakes urgency for importance. She mistakes anxiety for intuition. She mistakes being on edge for being prepared. And the hardest part? She starts to think that this is just who she is, but it's not. It's just where she's been living. Now, let me tell you about the regulated woman. She's not perfect. She doesn't float around life unbothered. She doesn't have it all figured out. But she has something that changes everything. She has access to herself. The regulated woman feels the stress and she doesn't become the stress. She gets the hard email, takes a breath, and responds instead of reacts. She has a difficult conversation, clear, grounded, and present instead of exploding or shutting down. She feels the anxiety before a big moment, and she knows how to bring herself back. She's not emotionless. She is rooted. And that rootedness, that's the confidence in its most real, most sustainable form. Because real confidence isn't about having no fear. It's about not letting fear drive. Now, the regulated woman, she has rituals. She has tools she reaches for before she even reaches her breaking point. Maybe it's a grounding practice that brings her back to her body when her mind is spiraling. Maybe it's a breathing technique, something slow and intentional that tells her nervous system, you are safe, you can stand down. Maybe it's music. For me, it's definitely calming music. Something that lifts your energy, changes the frequency in the room, and reminds you who you are before you walk into whatever's next. Those aren't soft little self-care suggestions. Those are nervous system tools. And the woman who uses them consistently, they show up differently in their relationships, in their work, in the way that they carry themselves when things get hard. Now, I want to be honest with you for a second. There have been relationships in my life that put me in fight or flight so consistently that I didn't even know that I was dysregulated. I just thought I was stressed. And if I loved enough, things would eventually get better. I was scanning every conversation for hidden meaning. I was bracing before difficult moments instead of breathing through them. I was carrying tension in my body that I didn't even realize was there until I finally had some space. And work? Ooh. Work can do it too, because when you are not in sync with clients or when something feels off and when you are pouring into your purpose and it feels like nothing is landing, that misalignment hits your nervous system too. And if you do not have the tools to regulate, you start reacting to your work instead of leading it. You start second guessing your gifts instead of trusting them. You start showing up contracted instead of expansive. The shift for me was learning, like really learning that regulation is not a luxury. It is a leadership skill. It is a relationship skill. It is a confidence skill. When I started reaching for grounding techniques before hard conversations, not after them, everything changed. When I started using breath work, not as a last result, but as a daily practice, I stopped white knuckling my way through hard seasons. When I started being intentional about what I let into my environment, the energy, the music, the input, I stopped being so easy to knock off center. And slowly, the reactive woman showed up less. Not because life got easier, but because I got more rooted. Now, I need you to hear this. Living in a reactive state chronically, habitually, is costing you more than you think. It's costing you relationships where you could be present, but instead you're performing or protecting. It's costing you opportunities at work and in life where you could be creative and expansive, but instead you're contracted and cautious. It's costing you access to yourself, the version of you that is clear, decisive, calm, grounded, and powerful. She doesn't disappear when you're dysregulated. She just can't get through. Regulation is how you clear the path back to her every single time. I want you to sit with a few questions, not to judge yourself, just to get honest. When things go sideways in your relationships, in your work, in your daily life, what's your default response? Do you snap? Do you shut down? Do you spiral into overanalyzing every detail? And when you respond that way, does it actually solve anything? Or does it just release pressure in the moment and create more tension later? Now ask yourself this, where in your life are you consistently being knocked off center? Is it a particular relationship dynamic, a work situation that makes you feel unseen or undervalued, a pattern that keeps showing up no matter how many times you try to push through it? That pattern is information, your nervous system telling you something. Not that you're weak, not that you can't handle it, but that something in that environment is asking for a regulated response, and right now you don't have the tools to give it one. That's not a forever thing. That's a right now thing that can change. Now, here's what I want you to walk away with. The regulated woman is not a different woman. She is you with better tools. She is you practiced. She is you rooted. She is you no longer running on high alert because she finally learned how to come back to herself. You are not too reactive to change. You are not too far gone to regulate. You are not stuck as the woman who snaps, shuts down, or spirals. You are a woman who is learning, and learning is enough. Start small. Before the hard conversation, breathe. Intentionally, slowly, tell your body that you're safe. When the anxiety spikes, ground yourself. 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch. Come back to your body. When you feel yourself getting pulled into a reactive energy, put on that song, the one that shifts you, the one who reminds you of who you are before the noise. Those are not small things. Those are things that build the regulated woman. One breath at a time, one choice at a time, one grounded moment at a time. And if you want the tools laid out for you, the rituals, the grounding practices, the framework that helps you build this into your daily life, the Confidence Kit has you covered. It is a foundation and it is waiting for you. The link is in the show notes. And I have to say this, if you've been feeling like you are ready for something more, something deeper, becoming her unapologetically was built exactly for this woman, the woman who was done reacting and ready to become her. And you can DM me when you want to learn more about it. And remember, you are not the woman who reacts. You are the woman who returns again and again and again. With love, Yaya. Yeah, yeah.